online at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. We're inside the Saturday night edition of the show. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can, of course, join us online as well at freetalklive.com, where we've got archives. Last 6 days' worth of the show, actually, fully archived and described, right there on the front page of the website. So if you're one of our listeners that's listening to this the Saturday show and you don't get us during the week on your local talk station, then there's your solution. If you got to get your fix, you go online and get all the shows for free. There's no charge. We don't want your credit card numbers. You just go and get them. In fact, we go even farther back than 6 days. You'll find the link to a month's worth of archives, absolutely free. But the six days are right there on the front page. And as you're scrolling through the archives, you'll find that you can go and vote for Free Talk Live at a couple different sites like podtower.com. And we'd like to welcome two of our newest affiliates, our two newest affiliates to the show, WNTK-FM and also WUVR-AM up in the great state of New Hampshire.
So, good news.
Assuming that all is going well, you never know, the technical things, the technical side of things may fail, and for all we know, we're not on. So if you're in New Hampshire, you're listening to this, we'd love to know that we're actually on, because we're supposed to be. And so you're welcome to chime in here at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We should also mention, since you guys are in New Hampshire, you might have heard of the Free State Project. Well, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, you can call them toll-free. Their number is 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. So again, welcome to WNTK-FM and WUVR. We're glad you guys are on board. We're going to be with you every Saturday night, assuming the Red Sox don't have the airtime. That dreaded baseball always getting in the way, man, which it's... It's the cross we must bear as being a nighttime show.
Yeah, I'm afraid it is.
If we were a midday show, we really wouldn't have that problem. Well, now and then they do have those early games. But anyway, 800-259-9231. We're going to start with an email this hour. This one from Cody, another young person emailing the show. Dear Free Talk Live, I personally witness the failure of the government-controlled education system every day. Although I'm a moderate liberal and a member of the Young Democrats, I strongly agree with the libertarian position concerning the education system. That's a little unusual. I mean, normally the run-of-the-mill liberals, if you will, are all for government education.
Yeah, you would think. I mean, it does seem unusual.
Well, he's young yet, and certainly...
Well, he'll flesh out his...
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. He says, I'm a freshman in rural southeastern Ohio, and the education that's provided at my high school, government-run high school, is lackluster. Our curriculum is solely based upon learning for the 10th grade proficiency test in our state, the OGT, as they call it. The new state-mandated test is much more difficult. It now includes an essay portion and is a graduation requirement for every student who graduates in or after the year 2007. Students who couldn't pass the old 9th grade proficiency test are going to have a heck of a time trying to pass the OGT. Therefore, teachers are now in a frenzy attempting to get their apathetic students caught up to standards. However, as hard as they try, I'm not so sure that they'll accomplish their task because of one attribute that plagues government school students today, apathy. Students in public schools today are apathetic and immature. I know that in one of my classes, I'm the only student in the entire class with any form of an A. It's an easy class, and the teacher gives us plenty of opportunities to raise our grades, but students just don't. They're simply unconcerned. Students could not care less about their education, and it makes me sick. The government-operated schools almost lock students up within the classroom, like it were a jail cell. And it's odd how similar schools and jails are.
I mean, they are institutions, after all.
They actually use the same bus. You know, they actually, one's white and one is yellow. I don't know how it is in other states, but that's how it is here in the state of Florida. You can tell the difference because the jail bus is white. That's about the only difference, though.
I think it has expanded metal on the outside of the windows, too, doesn't
Maybe.
It?
Maybe. And there's usually a guard in there with a shotgun, which they don't put on the kid's bus.
Probably don't see him so easy, though.
But he's saying that the kids there are unconcerned. They're not concerned. They don't seem to care about their education. And I can see where he's coming from on that. I experienced a bit of that when I was in high school. I know I didn't really care that much. because they don't make it for the most part. And there are teachers that stand apart from the pack. But in general, government education just isn't interesting. It just isn't. It doesn't catch kids' interest. They don't want to be there. They'd rather be somewhere else. And they don't frame education in a manner that would get kids interested in it. And it is possible to do that.
You know, I have the experience of having done both.
Right.
I went from kindergarten through eighth grade at a private school, or, you know, a paid school, and the ninth through 12th at a public school. I can definitely say there was a huge difference. I went from the dean's list. Now, at the time, I wouldn't have been able to tell you, you know, what it was. But I went from the dean's list in eighth grade to getting one or two Fs in ninth grade. The very next year, same kid.
Wow.
You know, and I was in a higher academic school at the Christian school I went to than the public school I went. I went to after that.
And what do you attribute that to?
I would say that it was just like nobody really cared whether I made it or not. You know, I would say the staff was somewhat apathetic, so therefore I became somewhat apathetic. The staff really cared at the school I went to, the private school.
Well, sure, at a private school or a non-government school, the staff wants you to succeed because they want your parents to be happy and they want them to continue enrolling you. They want you to come back next year. So there's incentives at a non-government school that just don't exist in the government school system. They don't have any sort of market incentives at all to do things right.
It's true.
Continuing with Cody's email, he says, students are immature. Sure, it's pathetic that students aren't allowed to carry backpacks to class and must ask permission to use the restroom, but if those rules weren't in place, I don't know what condition the schools would be in by now. Restrooms would probably be unusable by now due to vandalism, and the school would receive bomb threats on a regular basis. In one of my classes, students even have to ask permission in order to get up from their seats. Due to a large amount of vandalism caused to the classroom by students. You know, whenever I hear about kids having to ask permission to go to the bathroom, it brings me back to my days of being 7 years old and in second grade. And I remember there was one time when we were taking a test, my second grade reading class, and there was a girl who had to go. Mm-hmm. She had to go. And she made it clear to the teacher that now would be a good time to let me get up and go to the bathroom. But we were in the middle of a test or something like that. There was some reason why the teacher had a problem, or maybe she just was being mean. I don't know what the deal was with this teacher, but she did not want to let this girl get up and go to the bathroom. Now, really, if you were in a testing situation, I suppose that the theory could be that she could have stashed the answers to the test outside of the class and was going outside to get her answers. And but that's just so paranoid. It really is so paranoid. The girl had to go to the bathroom, and as a result of the teacher not allowing her to get up, you
went to
imagine.
The bathroom.
She went to the bathroom.
Only second grade, you know? I had something very similar. I thought you were actually going to tell my story, mm-hmm. and that I must have told it on the air, and I thought you were going to repeat the thing.
No.
I was in second grade, and I remember the teacher had told us during this particular type of assignment that we weren't allowed to go to the bathroom because it was awful. Mm-hmm. It was this reading assignment, and nobody liked to do it, and it was just, not fun. Well, I knew I had to use the bathroom.
Right.
And I knew that also the rule had been given, and I'm big into rules, especially as a kid, and I still understand rules.
And this was a private school teacher.
It was a private school.
Okay.
And this is just a human condition that you're outlining, not a public or private school thing. But I didn't say anything because I knew what the rule was. I was just going to hold it. Well, a big noise occurred.
Oh.
And I was sitting right next to Suzanne Carlson, the prettiest girl. In
you mean
second grade.
Noise like this?
Yes.
Okay.
Very, very embarrassing.
Uh-huh.
But she picked me up by my arms, stood me on the little table, and she said, if you have to use the bathroom, go use the bathroom.
So you got an exemption then?
Well, it was an exemption, but it was strange.
Did you soil yourself?
I did not.
It was just a noise.
It was
okay. Not as bad as what happened to this poor girl who was literally sitting in a pool of her own urine.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. Coming back with more of your calls as well. You got a story about the government schools? Do it. This is Free Talk Live.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
How come every time you need to fill up your tank, you discover gas prices have gone up again? It's not only frustrating, but it's costing you big bucks at the pump. Is there hope in sight? Well, the solution is here. It's time for System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus has been proven to not only save you gas by up to 5 miles per gallon guaranteed, but System 48 Plus has also been shown to increase engine performance, compression, and horsepower with one easy application to the oil of your car's engine. It works great with regular or synthetic oils, and even has the strength for a heavy-duty diesel engine. System 48 Plus cleans the engine walls, then sticks to the engine's internal components to prevent metal-to-metal wear and friction on your engine, saving you trips to the pump and to the auto repair center. The way this product performs, you'd expect to pay over $100. But order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Save your sanity and your money by calling and ordering your System 48 Plus today for only $24.95 by calling toll-free 866-305-0064. That's toll-free 866-305-0064. Or visit system48.net.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. The Saturday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find the updates. All you have to do is sign up. We'll send you emails whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Maybe we got brand new affiliates like we do tonight in New Hampshire. Or maybe it's just something else entirely, something fresh, something new that we put up on the website, a new feature or a new Shriner or something like that that we want to call your attention to. You'll be one of the first people to know about it if you are on the updates list at freetalklive.com. We're reading an email from Cody. And Cody is a youngster. We're not quite sure how old he is. I'm guessing probably 17 or 18. He is in a government education system, and he's just kind of cluing us into just some of the, I guess, pathetic, sad stories from his experience there, or how he feels about the system. He claims to be a young Democrat, although he also claims to agree a lot with the libertarian position on education, which is very undemocrat of him. So he's obviously in the learning phase, as we all are throughout our lives, and hopefully he'll move a little bit more our direction. Because certainly, I think I'm with him so far on what he's had to say. Mm-hmm. He's saying that kids are apathetic about their education. They just don't care. And he's one of the only kids, and he is the only kid in one of his classes with an A, because the kids in the class just don't care.
Hmm.
He goes on to say that in many classes, you cannot even get out of your seat without asking permission. And according, the reason for that is allegedly the schools had vandalism. Now, why it would be that you can't get up out of your seat, I don't understand. And
well, I can see that if class is going on, that you shouldn't be getting up out of your seat and doing things.
Right.
I just wonder. I wonder what's being said here.
You know? I don't know either. Anyway, he says government schools also detain their students by handing out detentions. A student in my school is detained for 23-minute sessions simply for being tardy to class 3 times in a 9-week period. Detentions do not work, especially for tardies. When you only have 4 minutes to get to each class, there's no way.
4. Wow, it's down.
Yeah. It used to be about 7.
I think it was 5 at my school.
When you only have 4 minutes to get to each class, there's no way one could go 9 weeks and never receive at least 3 tardies. One can even be detained for the entire day for skipping just one 42-minute class. It is outrageous. Another detention.
Well, what are they skipping class for?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know if that. I don't know if I agree with any of this stuff.
Well, I don't agree that you should be forced to go to school, and that's what kids are forced to do. Look, if you don't want to come to class,
by their parents or by government?
By the government,
right? Because I think the parents are probably going to. A lot of parents are going to force their kids to go to school.
Well, okay, I agree with that. Anyway, he says it's outrageous. Well, he thinks it's outrageous, Manwich. Another detestable attribute about government schools is they throw us all together and expect all of us to get along perfectly. They're living in a dream world. It doesn't happen because of the prevalence of school politics here. Cliques and other... remember cliques?
Manwich? Vaguely.
And other divisions among students effectively segregate groups from one another, and relations among these groups are poor. On top of all this, high school classes and assignments may be completed with relative ease. Now, come on, I don't know about the cliques thing. I would think that cliques exist in government high school just as they would exist in a private high school.
I think when you... private schools have a tendency to be smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And the smaller the school, the less cliquish it's going to be.
Even the school that I went to, and I went to a government school, but I went to the gifted school.
Yes.
And so it
so
was...
There was one clique. Dorks.
That's not fair. No. There were absolutely cliques, and we did not have this huge amount of people. There was only maybe 150 kids in my class.
Right.
So,
well,
not
I went to I went to a private school where there was 50 kids in my class.
Mm.
So,
gotcha.
I just don't... I think that the cliques would be fewer with 150 kids. You couldn't... I mean, when I went to high school with 1,500 kids...
Right.
There were people there I never spoke to.
Absolutely. There are probably people you never even seen before.
Yeah, I've met plenty of people that went to school at the same time I did, you know, later on, you know, because I live in the same town. I've met them later, and it's like, really? You went there, too?
So he goes on to say, on top of all this, high school classes and assignments may be completed with relative ease. In many cases, the teacher makes assignments so easy that one would have to try in order to fail an assignment, especially in the history and science classes offered for freshman students at my high school. Many times, the assignments handed out are merely work to keep us busy. That's definitely a complaint that I think a lot of people had when I was back in high school, was the busy work issue.
Yeah. I always hated complete sentences, having to answer questions in complete sentences.
Mm.
You know, if you had to say, you know, instead of saying the capital of Rhode Island is Providence, you're just answering Providence.
Right.
You would have to say, the capital of Rhode Island is Providence. I didn't like having to write out the whole
sentence. Oh, I see. On a written test?
Now, I probably have to say that I have great communication skills now. And perhaps that's one of the reasons. I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe it helped with my handwriting. I don't know. But I didn't like that.
Worksheets are extremely good examples of the busy work provided by the teachers at my school. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe that most teachers here are great and hand out busy work only because their superiors pressure them into passing students along. And, of course, one of the easiest ways of passing a student along is to give them easy, meaningless work to complete. Frankly, I'm tired of it. I'm also tired of the... I gotta compliment Cody on his excellent punctuation and spelling throughout this.
If he's like a ninth grader.
Yeah.
I would say that ninth graders have a tendency to be not very good spellers.
I would say
generally.
That lots of emailers, regardless of whether they're in high school or not, have the tendency to not care one iota about spelling or punctuation, and Cody is excellent at it. He says, frankly, I'm tired of it. I'm also tired of the condition of the computers that the students are provided and expected to use at our school. The computers in the school library are at least 8 years old. Oh, my God, that's beyond dinosaur in the computer years. And are quickly becoming in a state of disrepair. I don't know how much longer I can take staying at this horrible government school. So that's why I enrolled in the Post-Secondary Enrollment Options Program, or PSEO, which is the only good thing to ever come out of the Ohio education system. The PSEO allows high school students to take college classes and earn high school and college credit for free on a full or part-time basis.
Isn't it still at the school, though?
No. I know they have a similar program like this here in the Tampa Bay area where you actually have to drive to the community college and take the classes. He says he loves the program and the community college that he's attending, and I feel like I have my freedom back. Every state should adopt this program. As members of the Free State Project would say, it's the only chance for liberty in our lifetime. It certainly is a world of difference going to college, whether it be a university-style college or just a community college, than it is going to a high school.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a lot more freedom. You can get out of your seat and go to the bathroom at any time, and it's just a totally different feel.
I would say that there's a lot in college. There's a lot less interaction between professors and students, though. I mean, you go from I went from a private school where the teachers cared a great deal to a public school where some of the teachers cared, some didn't, and you know there were varying degrees in between.
To be fair,
the college
though,
where they just didn't really care at all.
To be fair, though, colleges are not exactly private either. I mean, most colleges are heavily influenced by the state.
Mm-hmm. That's
why they're called state colleges. And so it's certainly not, it's not going to be as caring as a privately run, totally private institution.
Perhaps. But something like Hillsdale College.
But I absolutely agree with you. The kids, the teachers in college are definitely, I mean, they've got so many students, and usually your college classes are larger as far as attendance factors than high school. So you really have to seek out the attention. They'll give it if you seek it out, I think, in college. But that's the only way to get it.
Not in some big universities. You just can't get it.
I believe it. 800-259-9231. You've got any government school hell stories, call in. Share them with us. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Anything goes. You got a political issue? You got a rant you want to get off your chest? You got a personal problem? We're here for you. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, man.
The Saturday Night Show. We're here live. It is Memorial Day weekend, so everybody else taking the weekend off. As usual, we're here doing the show.
Oh, yes.
1-800-259-9231, and we will be doing our live show. We'll be doing a live show on Monday night as well.
Oh, good.
And if you're on one of our new affiliates up there in the great state of New Hampshire, and we did just finally get a listening report, so there are people out there that can hear us. So technically, good. Things must be working up there in New Hampshire at WNTK and WUVR.
Fabulous. We're happy to have him on board.
We are very happy to have you on board. And again, you want to take control of the show, 800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Maybe you're just on the edge of the signal on one of our radio station signals, and it's not so hot. It's not hot at the very edge.
Or maybe you're at work and you got to go home, or you're at home and you got to go to work,
or whatever, and you want to listen to us, but we're not on in your area. You can always get us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streaming for people on broadband, and we have live streaming for all those of you on dial-up still. They're all free at freetalklive.com. Now, we just finished up an email from Cody. He's a youngster. He's still kind of developing his political opinions, and he doesn't care for the government school system that he is a part of. And I wish that at age 18, 17, 16, that I had had half of the political awareness that somebody like Cody does. I mean, I knew that I didn't like school. I knew that much, and I didn't know why. I didn't know what the real reasons were. I didn't know how bad it was or how much better it could be. And it really could be a lot better. Why it is that some people think that government, what their rationale usually is, man, which is, well, education is so critical. Education is so important. We have to have government take care of it.
That's all the better reason why you shouldn't.
Why do you say that?
Well, because they can't deliver the mail on time. How you're going to give them your most valuable? You're going to give the government, who seems to screw up everything they get involved in, to the point that I would say that I can't really think of any government program that has done what it was meant to do, you're going to give them your most valuable asset, your child? What, are you crazy?
People don't think about it that way, though. People, the reason people hand their children over to the government is because it's a tempting proposition. I mean, the government comes to people and says, man, what you've got kids now, you've got a lot on your hands, you know, you still have to work, you got to pay your mortgages, you got to pay your property tax. Look, we're going to take care of your kids for you. We're going to take care of the education on the house. Just as long as you pay your property tax, you'll be fine. You can take care of this. Well, you can have the free education that we're going to give your kids. And you won't have to waste any time trying to decide what school to send him to. We'll dictate which school that he goes to based on location. And you just won't have to worry anymore, man.
Still pay those property taxes.
Yeah.
One way or the other, you've got to pay them. I don't have any kids now, that I'm not sending any kids to school, but I'm paying for all the kids to go to school.
That's not
right.
That
seems a little unfair.
Yeah.
Doesn't
it? I don't agree with that, personally. I mean, I got a vasectomy for a reason, and I'm still paying property taxes. Now, so that's what they do. They kind of take your responsibility And most people are okay with that. It feels good to lift that burden up. I shouldn't have to figure out where to send my kids. Whoa, you want me to decide on these various choices out there in the market? Because, yes, there are other choices. You can choose to send your kids to a non-government institution. You could choose to homeschool your kids. But that takes time and a little bit of effort to do that research.
It could cost more money, too, to send your kids to private school.
That's true.
A huge issue for people.
It does cost more money. However, what if we can have our druthers here on Free Talk Live? We would get the government completely out of education. As you said, they're the last group of people that you want to put in charge of giving your kids an education. How dare they? It's one size fits all. That's what they do. They seem to think that all kids learn the same way, and they all have to have the same curriculum and the same set of standards.
I think the first step is to get the national government out of school.
Absolutely.
The federal government. The federal government. I would at least like to see it, you know, delegated to the states. At the very least.
It'd be a huge improvement.
It would be a huge improvement.
From all the money that goes up to the federal government, the Department of Education up there, it is amazing. I mean, since the 1950s, we've been pouring money into federal education programs.
And we've steadily slipped down the rankings of worldwide, you know, as far as the world. American students used to be the number one in the world.
Absolutely.
Now we're like 50 or something.
Something like that. We're way, way down. We're nowhere close to where we used to be. And the only thing that's changed is federal involvement.
Yep.
Now, we read something recently.
Now, your kid can knife fight and cuss like a sailor and knows how to put a condom on a banana, but how good are they educated?
But the reading, writing, arithmetic part, that's a little lacking these days. So I agree with you, Manwich, that yes, we need to totally get rid of the Department of Education at the federal level and return control to the states. That way, if you are still paying property taxes, at least none of that's going out to
that huge bureaucracy over there,
right,
which really does nothing. I mean, are you telling me that the if they're going to put these standards in place, that states couldn't put standards in place?
However,
how hard could that be?
I think that the real answer is to completely get the government out of education. It's nothing more. You talk about it costs more to send your kids to a private school. Well, not really. I mean, it does cost more on the scale of one family.
Right.
But it doesn't cost more on the scale of society as a whole.
No.
Society as a whole is paying about $7,000 per year per pupil to send kids to government schools. Now that's high school. You compare that to a privately run institution, and you're only looking at maybe 4,000 at the, you know, 3,500 to 4,000 on average.
Now, I always wonder when we bring up those numbers, and mm-hmm. we've done it many times here on Free Talk Live, is that disparity in, like, kids that need special education, is that where the disparity? It doesn't seem like it could be that huge. It's double to send a kid to from private.
It's just because of bureaucracy. It's just because of the kind of bureaucracy that is likely to spend $500 on a toilet seat. I mean, that's the kind of people you're dealing with. You're dealing with the issue.
It's
is
a little bit.
Well, the issue is, man, which the people, these bureaucrats, are taking your money and spending it on whatever they want to. It's easy to spend other people's money. You don't have to have any compunctions about where it goes or how much money or what you're spending it on or if you're getting ripped off or not. It's not your money. You can always get more.
It's true.
And that's the key difference. Whereas a privately run institution, they've got a bottom line. They've got bills to pay. They've got to bring more in than they're putting out. And they pay attention to these economic factors. And the government doesn't care about those things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your discrepancy right there.
And I would say to a small extent, it's special students. And to another small extent, what's not being figured in, what is being figured in government numbers and not being figured in private numbers is school buses. School buses are an added feature in a private school. Mm-hmm. I'm just talking about little numbers. I believe that the majority of it is bureaucracy.
Absolutely.
But, you know, a little bit of the numbers is school buses, special students.
Well,
education.
But to suggest that you couldn't educate special education kids for a lower price, I think is silly as well. I think the market could very easily come up with affordable options for kids like that.
I'm sure the market could.
I mean, you can't. You're not suggesting that special education kids go to government schools, right? Because
they
do it best.
I mean, they do it because it's cheapest. I mean,
right.
If you're going to send your special ed kid, you know, for whatever reason, whether they're paraplegic or, you know, they've got autism.
Would think that the parents of autistic kids, if they banded together, they could easily create a very affordable private education system for kids like that. It doesn't seem like rocket science to me, and I'm not an educational expert. More coming up. Free Talk Live. Take control of the show. 800-259-9231.
Heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes. We're here with you, the Saturday night edition of the show. We're here live till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And it's Ian here with you.
And, man, what's
join us online at freetalklive.com. You can have fun over at our bulletin board system. We have got literally thousands of posts, over 17,000 posts for you to surf around through, and hundreds of people, over 500, registered there and interacting. So be sure you check it out. It's fun. It's free at freetalklive.com. We've been talking about getting the government out of the education system. It's the only chance. It would probably be one of the most effective things that we could do for people in this country, as far as just in general for people, because the government education system has been dumbing us down. You look at the kind of people that are being churned out by this system, and it's just, they're a bunch of rubes, basically. I mean, they come out of there, they can't even read in most cases. In a lot of cases, they can't read. Totally illiterate. And they're graduating from high school?
You know, I saw a...
If they can't read, what's their critical thinking skills like?
It's not good. When I was a kid and I was in school at the time, a college professor used to come into the store where I worked. I worked at a comic book magazine store. Mm. And he would come in and we'd play chess and he'd chat, whatever. He showed me a primer, I believe, for a sixth grade graduation primer. I'm not exactly sure what I saw. It's been quite some time, obviously. It's been 15 years since I graduated high school. But this was basically the stuff that a kid needed to know to graduate from sixth grade 150 years ago or 100 years ago. And this stuff was hard. Like, I was looking at these problems, and in high school, I didn't know the answer to some
was
of these
math
questions. Some math, some like lots
just
of different
general.
Things. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, different things. But the math that they expected them to know was it was pretty hefty.
Right.
Yeah. And things have just gone downhill from there.
And for what reason? I mean, is it... Now, look, we're not a conspiracy show. And this is not that kind of a show. But really... Why did it go down this path? Why did they make it easier? Do they want people to be stupid? To be ignorant? Do they want people to be totally clueless in life? Do they want kind of this mass serfdom that we're getting?
Well,
did somebody plan this?
It's one of the, 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, and what they have to do to take over the world.
That's true.
Take over the education system is one of the planks.
And we haven't done any further research beyond that plank, but maybe there is actually some sort of outline within the communist platform or within the communist movement that says, once we take over the education system, we'll indoctrinate the kids and make them ignorant. That way we can get away with more of our nefarious schemes, I suppose.
I suppose.
Because why else would you be lowering the amounts of issues and the amounts of things that people need to learn?
Well, one thing you can be sure of is the politicians that run this nation are not sending their kids to public schools.
That's absolutely the case. In fact, they find that most government school teachers don't send their kids to public schools. What do you think they know that we don't? Must be something.
Something,
right? 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Another thing that government education kind of instills in kids is obedience to authority.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in elementary school, for instance, and you're in the dining area, the lunchroom, there's usually, or at least there was at my school, and I know that I've heard that other schools have the same situation, there's usually a lights-off rule.
What's that mean?
Well, if the lights get turned off by an administrator of some sort, then everybody has to be quiet. And if you're not quiet, you're going to get a referral, you're going to go to the office. And so that's just one of the ways, and there are a variety of others, where they instill this obedience to authority to kids.
I don't think that... I think the schools all over do that.
Uh-huh.
I would say that I think that the curriculum that they teach in government schools is completely different than private school curriculum. They, you know, especially civics, history, that kind of thing, the things that they concentrate on, different stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've seen the difference here on Free Talk Live.
Well, yes, we have, and it's a stark, stark contrast. And, well, think about it for a moment, man, which if you are going to a Catholic school, you're going to learn about Catholicism.
Right.
You're going to learn about whatever they teach at Catholic schools. Hail Marys? I don't know. If you go to a Christian school, you're going to learn about that brand of Christianity. If you go to a government school, you're going to learn about how great government is. That's just how it is. I mean, government has no interest at all in teaching kids the reality about why this country was founded, founding fathers and what they had to say and what the Bill of Rights is all about and the Constitution. And all of those things are very glossed over in government high school. Mm-hmm. And if they're not glossed over, they're completely and utterly lied about. They just tell out-and-out lies to kids about these things, like saying that if Congress passes a law that appears to be unconstitutional, it's not. It's actually just informally amending the Constitution, which is just total garbage.
Yeah, it is total garbage.
That's total revisionist crap.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on today. So government schools have no incentive whatsoever to teach kids accurate information at all, and so we get these kids coming out of there to just
well, don't forget the statistics we read. I don't know.
Let's get drunk.
It's been a couple of months since we read them, but the polls were taken among high school whatevers, and they said that they felt that the media should be restricted by the government to some extent, because
50% of them,
yeah,
said that
they felt that the media sometimes could say things that wasn't true, so the government therefore should restrict that and then tell us all
the government knows best.
Yes, well, they always tell the truth.
That's,
you know,
what they teach the kids in school. Anyway, if you've got something on this, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we'll focus a little bit on obedience to authority and the Stanley Milgram study. Got a little bit of detail on that. This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the show.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free healthy coffees or teas from New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You bring up anything. We'll talk about it. Political issue, personal problem, whatever. 800-259-9231. It's the Saturday night edition. We're here live till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Got all kinds of good free stuff on there for you. Lots of fun stuff. And it's on the house, freetalklive.com. Going to change gears a little bit here into obedience to authority. I stumbled across a description of the Stanley Milgram study that I hadn't read before, and it was a little more in-depth than one of the ones that we've described in the past. And if you've never heard of this, you might find it very interesting. And if you have heard of this before, you might enjoy the details. First, Stanley Milgram, he's a psychologist. He recruited volunteers for a study on learning and memory with ads in local newspapers. He got just folks, as he called it, this way. Ordinary people, adults. He also did some studies with college students, but it was important that he understand obedience in older people.
Mm-hmm.
When the volunteers showed up for the experiment, which was done in a storefront office in downtown New Haven, Connecticut, he or she was met by an experimenter and another waiting research subject, whom we'll call George. The experimenter was dressed in a smock lab coat and carried a clipboard as he explained his experiment to the volunteer and George. "See," the experimenter said, "many people believe that punishment helps people learn better. The classic example is a parent who spanks a child for running into the street. We hurt the child because we believe it will prevent the kid from doing a dangerous thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the experimenter confessed, social scientists really don't know if punishment works the way we think. That is, we have no scientific information to claim that punishment does any good or bad, for that matter. The purpose of this experiment is to determine if punishment helps or hinders how well people learn new things. At this point, the experimenter explained how the experiment worked and the equipment involved. The task was easy. Either the volunteer or George would be randomly assigned to be the teacher. The other person would then automatically become the learner.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher would supply the learner with a list that contained pairs of words. For example, the first pair might be tree, up. The next pair would be box, gone. And so on for 20 or so word pairs. The teacher would then train the learner in acquiring the pair, such that on a later trial, the teacher would only have to supply the first word, and the learner would respond with the matching word for that pair. So I would say tree, and you would say, up, there you go. And if you would get it wrong, the punishment part would come in. Every time the learner made a mistake, the teacher would punish him. And the punishment came from a machine. Here the experimenter revealed a piece of equipment that was about the size of a large boombox stereo. On the box was a row of toggle switches, and above the switches was a description of the voltage and danger level for each switch. There were 20 switches, and the labels above the switches started at low and went up to dangerous. Every time a mistake was made, the teacher would give the learner a shock, then set the toggle for the next highest level of voltage.
Mm.
Thus, the more mistakes the learner made, the larger the shocks would become. To demonstrate the power of the shocks, this is a part that I did not know about happened.
Mm-hmm.
To demonstrate the power of the shocks, the experimenter attached the lead wire from the shock box to the volunteer's hand and gave the volunteer a shock from the toggle that was marked mild. It hurt. Now it was time to pick who would be the teacher and who would be the learner. The volunteer and George looked at each other nervously as the experimenter had them choose straws from his hand. The volunteer gulped as he compared his straw to George's, and the volunteer ended up with the long straw. We'll find out what happened, coming back with more. What do you think? Do you think that it was a setup? Have you even heard about this before? Do you know what the results were? It's fascinating if you haven't. And even if you had, we'd love to have your opinions. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Hour number three is on the way. It is Free Talk Live.